Well, let's talk about your music, and I think from that I'll get a lot more ideas about the various rainbow hues of your spiritual beliefs and life. Were you raised a city girl?
I was raised a town girl, but I always made friends with all the farmer kids.
So you really had this aspiration to be out on the range, huh?
Yes, I did.
Obviously, I'm leading up to something there. You picked for your first song, Home on the Range, and I was trying to figure out why. You're doing it with all three verses, which is particularly more beautiful than the one verse that most people know. Why is Home on the Range really part of your spiritual journey, your beliefs? Why does it fit for you?
It's a very simple song, but it has a lot to say, and I was born in the Dakotas, so I was kind of born on the range. I think that it's important for people to bring our heritage with us, and Home on the Range is a very, very old song, but I think it's interesting that most people only know the first verse, so I am trying to teach the multitude that there's more to Home on the Range than what meets the eye.
It strikes me that the second verse in particular is very spiritual.
Yes, it is, and that's one of my favorite verses.
I think we should listen to you sing it. I'm really happy that you're able to share this music that you love that speaks of your soul's journey with us. So let's listen to Cindy Bradbury for her song of soul. For song, she's going to do Home on the Range, all three verses.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.